You can add this to the list of recent economic casualties: police officers on horseback. Boston, San Diego, Tulsa, Westchester, New York have all lost mounted units in the last year or two. And departments with those units are trying to make the case that horses still have a role to play in law enforcement. Amy Standen reports from one such place, Palm Springs, California.
The story of cops on horseback here in Palm Springs starts back in the 1980s during what Mark Melanson calls some very problematic spring breaks.
We were having all kinds of crowd control issues, teenagers, college kids, gangs and everything else, basically tearing up the city and costing us pretty close to $500,000 for the 10-day period of spring break.
Melanson says that of all the tools in the police officer's toolbox, nothing beats this one. It's eating a carrot. Melanson says horses are perfect for crowd control because you never really know whether one of them is going to step on your foot or not.
People have a natural inclination to be afraid of the size of the horse. Any one of our horses weighs a minimum of 1,200 pounds, and you know, and they concentrate that onto a little tiny 4 or 5 inch plate of their foot stepping on you, it wouldn't be comfortable at all.
And they're good PR, too.
The horse kind of bridges gaps. It brings people together. It makes us what we like to call goodwill ambassadors. We're the good guys for a change.
This unit consists of four horses living in a stable on the outskirts of town. Melanson founded it in 1995, but that's right around the same time that spring breaks in this town started getting a lot quieter. Just a few years earlier, Palm Springs voters had elected Sonny Bono as mayor. In an effort to clean up the town, Bono banned G-strings, which put a real damper on the annual tradition of women in thongs riding around town on their motorcycles. Spring breakers started heading to Cancun and Puerto Vallarta instead. These days, Melanson's horses come out a few times a month for street fairs, parades, and other events. More and more, Melanson finds himself having to fight for them.
A lot of agencies kind of view the horse unit as somewhat fluff. They say, oh, it's a valuable tool, but it's not a necessary tool.
That's the problem with mounted units. It's easy to forget what they're good for until something happens, something that really gets people out onto the streets. This is Fred Parker. He's president of Mounted Police Training Systems based in Florida and a big advocate for cops on horseback.
If you put the horses in there, let me tell you, you'd be surprised. It'll calm people down. It really does.
But city governments don't always see it Parker's way. State and local budgets are too tight to carry programs that people don't think are necessary. Parker says 3 years ago, there were about 200 mounted units in this country. Today, he counts less than 100.
You know, usually when they have a roundtable session in the police department and they say, you know, we got to cut so many millions, where are we going to get this money? The first on the list is usually the mounted unit.
Here in Palm Springs, as in many other cities, the unit is no longer funded by the city. It costs about $14,000 a year to run this program, $5,000 just on hay. Melanson and others here raise the money themselves.
Yeah, we had a Western dance during the rodeo. There was a rodeo dance and basically calling up some of our past donors.
But this year, those efforts fell short. So Melanson's been going on TV asking the community for donations. He says he's raised almost enough to keep the unit running for one more year. If the spring breakers come back, he'll be ready. For NPR News, I'm Amy Standen in Palm Springs.